are indemnity protection scheme.
Central Virginia's source for full coverage of the 2023 General Assembly. Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
Cloudy skies today, scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two. High temperatures around 70 degrees.
61 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios, Travis, at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
The Charlottesville Veterans of Foreign Wars held a Memorial Day ceremony at the Ting Pavilion on Monday, inviting families and veterans to remember those lost in combat.
They know no pain. They know no suffering. They're in eternal rest, and it's up to us to take that forward.
A similar event was held in Earliesville by the Virginia chapter of Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Colonel Joel Jenkins was the keynote speaker, author of the book These Honored Dead, and chaplain at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. at the time of the September 11th attacks and many years after.
I've seen too many caskets covered with that flag, and knowing what that flag meant to those families when it was folded and given to them, no way I will ever dishonor that flag.
The CrossFit gym in Charlottesville invited athletes to do a Murph workout in honor of a fallen Navy SEAL on Memorial Day.
Lieutenant Murphy maintained his exposed position while he provided his location and requested immediate support for his team. In his final act of bravery, he continued to engage the enemy until he was mortally wounded.
The Murph workout they hosted is a one-mile run, then 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then another mile run.
Lawmakers are due back in Washington to deal with a bill to raise the debt ceiling.
Virginia's 5th District Congressman Bob Good is among the many voices critical of the deal.
No, I think it was an abysmal failure on the part of Republican leadership. Quite honestly, this is a deal that we could have gotten with a Democrat majority. There is no defense or excuse for raising the debt limit to January 25 with almost no conditions there.
A House vote is expected tomorrow.
This may be good news come Thanksgiving season. It was a successful spring harvest season in the Commonwealth.
The Department of Wildlife Resources says it was the largest spring turkey harvest ever recorded in the Commonwealth, with more than 24,400 turkeys taken. Officials say an increase in availability and good weather helped with the harvest this spring. More birds were harvested east of the Blue Ridge than west of the Blue Ridge, and adult turkeys made up the majority of those taken.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sanks for 99.7 CYK.
And here at the Automated Office System Studio, 61 degrees with Fox News, your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, and the Joe Thomas in the Morning program coming up next on the station celebrating 90 years of serving Central Virginia with our partners at the Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society. Stay tuned for 95. For 90 coming up at just before 9, 12:30, and 4:30 daily on WCHV.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast this afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms with high temperatures around 70 degrees. Showers continue overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Showers Wednesday morning, then partly cloudy afternoon with highs in the middle 70s. Warmer on Thursday, skies mostly sunny, high temperatures in the lower 80s. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.